And this is why I have to stay off the internet. I have shit to do today. I really do. I know it's hard to believe, but I have friends. And things to do. Other than whine like a little bitch about things on the internet. But yet, here I am doing it. You know why? Because as aggravating as it is, it's also kind of fun and hopefully entertaining. And, you know, if not, stop listening. This is Ann Capodice. You can scream and shout with all your might. You can stop anytime you want. Well, I mean, unless you're like one of these women who writes into Eugene. I can't stop giving my best friend's boyfriend hand jobs. Dear Eugene, I can't stop eating. I'm a strong, independent woman, fish bicycle, but I can't stop eating. I just can't stop. It's impossible. I can't stop. There we go. That's my excuse. That's the card I'm going to play. I'm going to play the I can't stop card. Because much like parents who run away to another state and abandon their children, or much like parents who bring their children to other countries illegally, where they get killed, I cannot be held accountable for anything that I do. I am beyond accountability. Let's keep going right down this rabbit hole. I thought I was finished. Then I realized I wasn't. And hang on, I just got a text message because I actually do have friends. And we were going to do something today. And okay, we're not, because she had something come up. All right, I'll get back. Oh shit, I gotta get. Anyway, all right. Don't worry, I still have plenty of more things to do. Don't you worry your pretty little heads, you little white supremacist Barbies or whatever you're called. Okay, so let's just start here. Let's cruise down the list. Back to Brittany Pettibone, whom I would bang. I mean, she looks bangable in her videos. I'm sure she's wearing a lot of makeup. And the fact that she has a twin sister. Oh, yes. Every man's fantasy, the twin sisters. Anyhow, and her white power Barbie. So up here it says she is a Schrodinger's white nationalist. And, oh wait, which one is this? Note number one. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this is supposed to... Oh, wait, okay. Her comments on the matter have been contradictory and vague, and she doesn't claim to be a racist. So are you saying that... Because I'm trying to figure out what a Schrodinger's white nationalist actually means. So are you saying that sometime... So you're saying that she's contradictory and vague? Okay, sure. I don't necessarily disagree with that. And once again, this is a big problem those of you on the right have. So let's clear some things up first. Let's start with anarcho-capitalism. Because every fucking episode of the podcast, I don't have to shove anarcho-capitalism down your throat, right? I don't have to lead everything with anarcho-capitalism, the way atheists have to lead everything with atheism right before they shove bananas up their ass, and the way these stupid faggots at the Rational Wiki have to lead with how rational they are by calling it the Rational Wiki instead of focusing. Just be honest. Say left-wing statist social justice warrior wiki. Why can't you be honest? And the reason people can't be honest is because they know that they are evil. right? Stupid people will be honest because stupid people think they're right. Evil people have to disguise themselves. Evil people have to come up with these code words for things. Like atheist and rational and diversity and tolerance and multiculturalism. So I'm looking at this in the pause between episodes here. And I'm trying to figure out what in the fuck a Schrodinger's white nationalist is. I think maybe I'm starting to figure this out now. I think what they're saying is a Schrodinger's white nationalist is someone who claims to be a white nationalist sometimes and other times says they're not. You know, they're contradictory, which of course we all know that people on the left never contradict themselves, remember? Because those of you on the left, you care so much about third world brown people in Muslim countries until Obama blows them up. And then you just don't get nothing contradictory. Nothing contradictory about that. You leftist, you claim you care about homeless people. Yet I notice you have a spare bedroom and there are no homeless people living in your spare bedroom. But there's nothing contradictory. You believe in global warming. Yet you drive your automobile, which produces CO2 emissions that cause global warming, to the Apple store where you can buy your iPhone that was manufactured using rare earth elements, which are strip mined out of the planet Earth, much of them on the African continent, with a strip mining process, and it involves a high number of toxic chemicals to extract the needed metal from the ore around it. And then, of course, they're shipped across over to China, burning fossil fuels along the way. They're manufactured in China by slave labor, right? Because we're going to fight for 15 because you think everybody should be paid a living wage. And then those phones are going to be shipped the other side of the planet, burning fossil fuels. And you're going to, but you care, believe in global warming. You care about the earth and you fight for 15. So there's nothing contradictory in the worldview and attitudes and the approaches of the fucking left-wing statist. Schrodinger's white nationalist. Bannon, so these are various quotes. You're not looking at this. I should explain what I'm reading. These are some quotes. So somebody named Brannon 1776. Let me hit this link. Oh, what? Can you just take me to the fucking link? No, not in the fucking... Okay. He just... He wrote, "The future of the West depends on those brave enough to be called racist, bigot, sexist, homophobe, xenophobe, and not flinch or back down." Well, it's true. Once again, and Pettibone said of this, quote, "one of the greatest tweets in the history of Twitter," unquote. I mean, she is allowed to have her... Oh, I didn't finish going off about anarcho-capitalism. Okay, Pettibone is allowed to have her opinions about great tweets. I mean, this is true. The future of the West does require people to stop pussying out because they're called racist. And this is why Western civilization is dead. It's going to die. It is descending. It is declining. It is over. Had to knock some gunk off my keyboard there. Let's bitch about anarcho-capitalism for a minute. Well, not anarcho-capitalism. Let's bitch about people who misconstrue it. Because, of course, there are those who will come to the Great One and say, Great One, you're an anarchist. How can you be in favor of walls? Once again, if you look at the non-aggression principle and you read it, there is nothing in there that says you can't have walls. There is nothing in there that says you must be forced to associate with people you do not wish to associate with. There are a great number of people who either consider themselves anarcho-capitalist or who are arguing, or not anarcho-capitalist, but they're trying to make an argument against anarcho-capitalism. And these people are saying, well, but in anarcho-capitalism, you can't have walls and you can't exclude people. And this is a very baffling confusion on their part to me. I am baffled from where they get this. I think what they see, anarcho-capitalism says, okay, you're free, you can do what you want to do without initiating aggression against other people, yada, yada, yada. And they see this, well, you can do what you want to do, and they sort of stop there. Because they're incapable of comprehending the not initiating aggression part. And they're doubly incapable of comprehending the part where when aggression is initiated against you, you get to defend yourself. They're triply, not the city of Tripoli, but triply confused about the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth part, which isn't in there, but I'm putting it in there. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth means that the retaliation fits the punishment. That's not English. Those are not correct words. The retaliation and the punishment fit the crime. So let's say, for example, that a Mexican immigrant kills your daughter. You would obviously adopt a Mexican child to punish him for that. No, that's what you would do if you were cucking. See, in Ancapadice, if somebody killed your daughter, well, you would kill his daughter. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Someone steals something from you worth 5,000 bitcoins, because there won't be any dollars, they would pay you 5,000 bitcoins to compensate you for it. And the people who think that in Ancapadice there are no walls, that shows a very flawed understanding of anything. Because a society in which there are no walls is also called communism, because everything belongs to everybody. That's your pure communism. No, in Ancapadice you get to have walls, and in Ancapadice you get to decide who you associate with. So this is for those of you who are confused about how I can be an anarcho-capitalist and also not be wanting to support via taxes and bail out via a military and all sorts of people around the planet Earth. This is how. This is how I can be racist and an anarchist at the same time. Because I am racist. Because everything is racist. Everyone I don't like is racist. Everyone I disagree with is racist. Anytime I run out of intellectual arguments, I'm going to go racist or Hitler. Okay, back to the rational wiki, which we know is not rational because they're leading with rational. Pettibone's stances on white nationalism have been contradicting, vague, and unusual, to say the least. Now, they don't have a link here to white nationalism. Well, they probably have a link somewhere. I was going to say, first you got to define white nationalism, but yeah, it's fine. In an interview with Tim Pool, she denied allegations that she was a racist or white nationalist. Once again, guys, stop denying allegations and just state where the fuck you are. Pool, you are not advocating for a white ethnostate in the United States. You don't think that. Pettibone, no. Pool, white people should be in charge and there should be like a purging or ethnic cleansing. You know, this fantasy, once again, this fantasy that you people have, that white people want to ethnically cleanse you. See, once again, see, this is the advantage of Ancapidice. When the federal government collapses, not if, when, and the welfare is turned off, there will be no fucking purging and cleansing needed. Evolution, natural selection will take care of it. That's racist. No, you fucking ignorant piece of shit. It's not racist because there's going to be a whole bunch of white people go down too. Okay? And that's what I'm talking about right there. When I said that, almost everyone listening to this podcast went straight to racist. You know why? Because when I said that when the federal government collapses and the welfare turns off, a bunch of people are going to die, you can't argue with that because that's a fact. When the federal government of the United States is not like the fake shutdown we have right now, when it actually ceases to exist, when all of the welfare, when all the federal welfare going to the military, going to the welfare recipients, going to the corporations, when all of it happens, people are going to starve to death and die. That's a fact. Or maybe not. Soviet Union vanished overnight. As far as I know, people mostly survived that. Maybe I'm completely fucking wrong about that. Only time will tell. But when I say the federal government will shut down, people will starve to death and die, you in your brain translate that into black people starving and dying because you believe that black people are not able to provide for themselves. Whereas, of course, no white people would starve and die because white people can provide for themselves. And then you accuse me of racism. This is called projection. Great one. In the previous episode of Stating the Obvious, didn't you say that people who accuse other people of racism are virtue signaling? I said that. And didn't you, in a very roundabout way, right there, without accusing this other person, this hypothetical person, of being racist, didn't you just call them racist? Yes. So then, great one. Aren't you virtue signaling? Yes! God. See, this is the problem with having an intelligent listening audience, because I can't get away with bullshit. Anyhow, Poole continued. So Pettibone responds, no, I don't. I've never advocated for this. What I do, and then she gets interrupted. Poole says, are you racist? Pettibone says, no. So, okay, see, this is wrong. Are you racist? Define racism. Whenever some fucking piece of shit asks you if you are racist, this is the problem right here. This is why the right one reason. There are a multitude of reasons. I know I still need to do this podcast. There are a multitude of reasons why the right cannot win. You cannot win. I know you think you elected Trump and you're winning. You cannot win. Because when someone accuses you of racism, you go defensive right away. No, oh no, I'm not, no, I'm not. No, you need to attack. Somebody, are you a racist? Well, define racist. Then they'll say something stupid, because stupid people always do. They'll say something stupid like, everyone knows what racism is. And then you say, okay, so then if everyone knows what racism is, are you in the group of people known as everyone? Would you consider yourself to be in the group of people that encompasses everyone? Yes or no? If they say no, that's would be an interesting way to go. I think most people are going to say yes. So I say yes, great. So if everyone knows what racism is, and if you are a member of the group known as everyone, that means you know what racism is. Therefore, you should be able to answer my question and explain to me what racism is. And you just make people define their words. We learned this from Socrates, right? Plato, excuse me. Just make people define the shit that's coming out of your mouths, their mouths. I mean, your mouth too. You need to define the shit that comes out of your mouth. Okay, that's how I got to where I am. Once again, let's review this. The great one, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, has been wrong more than anybody else on the planet Earth, possibly, except maybe Plato. That's why I'm right. Because I've been there. I've been a Christian. I've been an atheist. Didn't put bananas up my ass, though. I've been a Republican. I've been a Democrat. I've been a liberal, a conservative. I've listened to Rush Limbaugh and agreed with him. I've listened to Rush Limbaugh and disagreed with him. I believed in global warming. I believed in ozone holes. I've done all of this. And throughout all this, I've questioned everything all the time, all the way along. I've been like, yeah, but which part of this might not be right? You know, the other day, listening to the Dick Show, Sean said something that was amazingly intelligent. I think I wrote the actual quote down somewhere. I don't have it in front of me. But here's the gist of it. He said that people who are certain of their beliefs are the most dangerous people. And that's the fucking truth. I've gotten where I am, which is smarter than most of the rest of you, by questioning everything. By not being certain, by always defining. This is why I keep saying, when you go into philosophy, and this podcast ain't always philosophy, yeah, a lot of times me just screaming at the microphone. We know that. It's me fucking channeling my emotions, because this podcast is my therapy. But when I get serious, when we go into true philosophy mode, we have to define our fucking terms. So when some piece of shit asks you if you're a racist, you start with asking them to define what a racist is. And then you just keep asking them to define their words until they dig the fucking hole deep enough for you to bury them. And they will. Because the vast majority of these people don't know what these words mean. They are saying these words because they saw these words on television. Okay? The TV came on and said, Donald Trump is bad. We've been down this road before, right? There's plenty of reasons you can come up with that Donald Trump is... should not be president of the United States, okay? Saying that women let rich people and powerful men grab their pussies is not one of them, because women will allow rich, powerful men to grab their pussies. Have you heard of 50 Shades of Grey? It's a work of fiction, and it's a work of fiction that sold a shit ton of copies, because that's what women want. Have you not paid attention when the great one has told you about women having rape fantasies, okay? So there's plenty of reasons Donald Trump shouldn't be president of the United States. Pussy-grabbing comments would not be one of them, but people think it is because that's what's on the television. Right? People think that trannies are normal because that's what's on the television. This is why they're working so hard to get pedophiles on the television and in the news, and to say, well, it's a normal lifestyle choice, and it's a normal sexual orientation, and all this other stuff, because that's the final frontier. Okay, so Poole says, are you racist? Pettibone says no, instead of asking him to define words. Poole says, do you believe that white people are inherently better than other races? And Pettibone says, no, I don't think so. Which again, the wrong answer. You say, no, they are not inherently better. They are genetically different. They have evolved differently due to isolation from other humans coupled with environmental influences. And see, once again, that's where the pieces of shit, the atheist and the rationals and the skeptics will come out and with their little thing. But that's, what the fuck was it called? Science, whatever the, it was in the term. Fuck, hang on. Let me find it. Code words. Biological reality. Yes. See that? No, it's a fucking fact. Humans in Europe evolved under a different set of conditions from humans in Africa and humans on the Australian continent and humans in the Asian continent. They evolved under different climatic conditions and they were genetically isolated from each other. These are facts. I don't care how much, this is a fucking fact. Well, you're a racist. Define racist. Now, are they better? Once again, we can do some empirical research. We could, you know, divide up countries in the world according to population percentage, white, black, brown, yellow, green, orange. We could look at various things, standards of living, whatever the fuck it is. Maybe we can reach some conclusions. Maybe we can't. Who gives a shit? Once again, you've got all these homeless people you claim you care about. You got all these third world people that you claim you care about. Why is running around accusing some little white girl of being racist? Why is this so high on your priority list? I mean, if you care so much about all these other problems, why is trying to pin down the little white girl as being racist? Why is this a priority in your life? Is it because you're rational? Is it because you're an atheist? Are you out of bananas to shove up your ass? I mean, what's the deal? Okay, let us continue. However, in another video, she, being Pettibone, stated that civic nationalism can't work, which seemed to imply support of white nationalism. Well, obviously she's a racist Barbie doll because she said something which seemed to imply support. Well, Your Honor, this person, I would like to seem to imply that this person stole shit. I mean, what is it seemed to imply? Quote, we're quoting Pettibone in some video she made. Quote, this is why civic nationalism isn't working and won't work because of this. Well, hold on. What came before that sentence? That sentence is saying this is why civic nationalism isn't working. So she's talking about something that came before that sentence. Why is the information that came before that sentence not in the quote? Let me continue, because maybe it's in here. Okay, here we go. This is why civic nationalism isn't working and won't work, because of this. So it's based on the idea that as long as you have the same ideology and you love America and you believe in equality, then it's going to work. You know, all the bases of civic nationalism. But the left has made it where, or I don't even know what to call them anymore, these people have made it so that we're not equal anymore because of identity politics. That's true. Continuing, you know, it's like a white straight guy can't even talk. His opinion's worthless. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, why that would not then work? Because there's such an unequal balance throughout our country now of different groups. Okay, again, she's stating facts. She's stating the obvious. I mean, she could have a podcast named Stating the Obvious. She continues, if you're an oppressed minority, then you're automatically treated way better, and so it can't work because of that. It's too divided now, and that's why I don't say I'm a civic nationalist, because I don't think it can work. So again, if we're going to get deep, I don't know exactly what civic nationalism means. But I hear a bunch of words. I hear some statements of the obvious. How do you get white nationalism from that? She said that straight white guys can't talk. She said we're not equal because of identity politics. She said there's an unequal balance throughout the country of groups. She said that if you're an oppressed minority, you're treated way better. How do you get to white nationalism? Pettibone also described the following passage as wise words. Highlighted passage, quote, "For Aristotle, democracy is possible only within homogeneous ethnic groups, while despots have always reigned over highly fragmented societies. A multi-ethnic society is thus necessarily anti-democratic and chaotic, for it lacks phyla, this profound flesh and blood fraternity of citizens. Tyrants and despots divide and rule. They want the city divided by ethnic rivalries. The indispensable condition for ensuring people's sovereignty accordingly resides in its unity. Ethnic chaos prevents all phyla from developing." Once again, newsflash, that happens to be true. If you have a society of people which is homogeneous in its beliefs and actions, then you can have democracy within that setting. But if you are a tyrant and you want to take control of a society, you need people within the society to hate each other. And the easiest way to make people hate each other is ethnic rivalries. My God, for all the times on the fucking internet we can't shut up about Hitler. Hitler? The Jews are the cause of all our problems? Hitler rose to power partially upon ethnic rivalries? I mean, we're the rational wiki. No, you're the fucking retard wiki. Newsflash, Aristotle is right. He's 100 fucking percent right. It continues. She has also said that too much immigration dilutes a country's identity. Well, it does. This is a fact. It does. Pettibone also regularly reposts white nationalist propaganda on white genocide. Citation needed. Hold on. If she regularly reposts white nationalist propaganda, how can you need citations on that? If she does this regularly, can't you screenshot a couple of them and use that as your site? Why? Really? Citation needed? How can you not have evidence of that? This is emotion. This should be called the emotion wiki. This is emotion. If you're going to accuse somebody of regularly posting white nationalist propaganda, pretty fucking sure you should be able to get a screenshot of that. Pettibone also continues to support and promote the work of open, unapologetic white supremacist and eugenicist, such as McCarthy. I don't know who McCarthy is. Oh, I mean Tara McCarthy, the chick. Okay, Stefan Molyneux. Did you guys know that Stefan Molyneux is a white supremacist who supports eugenics? Actually, maybe he is. I mean, he's talked about turning off the welfare. He's talked about how we tax the people and fucking pay the other people who shouldn't be breeding to breed. and Russian-American white nationalist radio host Lana Lokhtev, who I've never heard of, as well as other racists such as YouTuber Blonde in the Belly of the Beast. Pettiborn has refused... Oh, God. Pettiborn has refused to publicly disavow any of these people's racist statements or views. But of course, she wants you to know she isn't totally a racist white supremacist herself. This whole disavow thing, there's another thing. I'm not disavowing anything. Great one. Will you disavow Donald Trump grabbing pussy? No. Will you disavow Brittany Pettibone being a racist? No. Will you disavow Adolf Hitler gassing Jews? No, I will not. You know why? Because I've never avowed any of these things, and I have no control over these things. Other people do what other people do. Here's a sign you might be a cuck. If you've ever disavowed anything in your life, you're a cuck. And it's hard for me to say that because there's some people I respect who have come out and used the word disavow. And so I'm going to disavow something. Well, you're always on the run. Those of you on the right, you can't win because you're always playing defense. You're always on defense. The leftists come forth with 10 things they want to do to fuck up civilization. Oh, you stop them on 9, but you give them number 10. And the next year they come back with 10 more. And you may stop 9 of them, but you give them the 10th one. You're always on the deep. I'm going to disavow. I'm disavowing it. I don't want anyone to think I'm associated with this. Moving on. While I was clicking on links, I found this one. We're still at the Rational Wiki. This is hilarious. Now see, Okay, let me just read this to you. The okay hand sign. We all remember this, right? Okay stands for white power. The okay hand sign is a dog whistle that alt-righters use to show that they are alt-right without explicitly stating it. The okay hand sign is a dog whistle that alt-righters use to show that they are alt-right without explicitly stating it, echoing both Trump's and Pele's usage of the sign. The alt-right use originated as bait for a poll prank or trolling attempt, but as the media failed to fall into the trap, its usage rapidly shed whatever irony it had. As of January 2018, Snoops has listed the symbol as ambiguous as to whether it is an alt-right symbol or alt-right trolling. These people actually believe that the okay hand signal, the okay hand sign, actually stands for white power. This is the delusion. When you don't get... Okay, so polls started this as a joke. The left desperately wants it to be true. So they're making it true, right? This is like Donald Trump is going to kill all the black people or whatever, right? They're so desperate for these things to be true. When Donald Trump became president, they're so desperate for these things to be true that they make up the things about how the president is getting Alzheimer's and going insane. And they make up things about how he's unhealthy. And they just make this shit up. Because these are the things they want to be true. And once again, the fascinating thing about the left-wing statist, they make this stuff up You know, Donald Trump raped these women, and Donald Trump grabbed pussy, and Donald Trump was urinated on by a Russian hooker or something, and Donald Trump hates brown people, and Donald Trump hates homosexuals, even though he pandered to them like crazy, and Donald Trump is going to round people, and yet at the same time, there are these things actually happening. You can confirm that they're happening. You can confirm that there are people in foreign countries who might get killed at any minute because of missiles from flying robots or civil wars or unexploded bombs. There's places where people don't have clean drinking water. There's homeless people a couple of blocks from where you're sitting right now in your nice house with your empty guest. You're not going to do a fucking thing about that, are you? But you're going to create these things. People, the okay hand sign is racist. You're going to create this dystopian fiction in which you're oppressed. And the reason you're creating this is because you want to be the hero. You've read The Hunger Games too many fucking times. You think, you know, you've watched too much of The Handmaid's Tale. You think you desperately want to live in this world where you are oppressed. And so you create this oppression. You call everyone around you racist because you need them to be racist so that they will fit into the storyline you're creating for yourself. Because in your mind, you're the hero. You're Katniss. You're going to save the world from the racist. And well, if the world doesn't want to be saved by you, and if those others aren't racist, you're going to make them racist, aren't you? Brittany Pettibone has a website, and you can support her work. Oh, she was banned by Patreon and DonorBox. It's cut her off from... Gosh, if you'd like to make some donations to her, you can even donate with your credit card. Oh my God. Oh, she's working it. Hey, sweetheart, don't you have a fiance or something? Does he have a job? Oh boy. Internet. I'm on the internet begging for money. As I was going down some holes here, this is a big jump, just trust me. I Googled for teenagers from outer space. Now, what does that have to do with anything? I know it's a big jump, just go with it. Teenagers from Outer Space is a role-playing game called, shortened as TFOS, T-F-O-S. It's a very fun role-playing game. And when I Googled for Teenagers from Outer Space, I found out that there is a movie called Teenagers from Outer Space, 1959. Listen to the summary. This is from the IMDb. A young alien and a teenage earthling fall in love and plot to stop the alien's race from using Earth as a food breeding ground for giant lobsters from their planet. And given lobsters, I just couldn't help but think about Jordan Peterson. Oh my God, Jordan Peterson. After Adam and I recorded the last greasy poll, I was typing Jordan Peterson into Google for some reason. And did I talk about this already? I don't think I did. Apparently, Jordan Peterson has a daughter and she likes to slut it up on Instagram. And the article is titled something like, "How can Jordan Peterson claim to be a father figure when his daughter is an Instagram slut?" Yeah, we're not going down that rabbit hole because we got too many other fish to fry. But I just thought I'd toss that out. That was funny. Anyhow, yeah, TFOS. It's a good role-playing game. All right, let me close some windows here. Get down to, where are we at? Here's all the shit where I was trying to figure out what a Schrodinger's racist is. Oh, I found this website called healingfromwhiteness.blogspot.com. You know, if you have a lot of guilt about being white, I suggest you go the fuck on over there, because it looks like it'd be right up. Oh, man, here's something. I didn't read this whole thing because I don't have time. This was just funny. I'm skimming through this because this came up on the I put Schrodinger's white nationalist into Google. And this was the second link that came up. The first link that comes up is white nationalism Wikipedia. The second link that came up is this article called Schrodinger's Medievalisms, the Public Medievalist, blah, blah, blah. And it's something about something. Oh, this is part, good God, this is part 1000 in our ongoing series on race, racism, and the Middle Ages. Okay, this guy, Jesus God Almighty. Paul B. Sturtevant is editor-in-chief of The Public Medievalist. He is a researcher and historian for the Smithsonian Institute. My tax money is paying for this, where he helps the institution better understand its visitors and itself. Oh my God, the institution does not have consciousness. The institution cannot fucking understand anything. Will you people please die? All those of you who think that institutions and corporations have consciousness, will you please fucking die? He is an author, it's questionable, a medievalist, I don't know what that means, a consultant, I'm a fucking consultant, and has completed research projects as diverse, our favorite word, as exploring the caliphates of Muslim Spain, the history of American healthcare reform, and the particularities of American-style barbecue. So anyhow, it's an article here, and da-da-da. He's in Ocean City. I don't know where that is. Locals are racist because they've embraced their Dixie heritage. Yeah. Finland, yeah, the Vikings called it Vinland, yeah. The Vinian fight, yeah. You can see where this is going. The hyper-masculine anti-establishment form of heritage has often crossed the line into racist far-right nationalism. This closely echoes Nazi Germany's own attempts to appropriate Viking symbols and mythology. But you see, was it a racist dog whistle or simply a banned flag? Oh my God. So was this flag a white supremacist appropriation of the Middle Ages? I don't know. And without more information about it, what? He's going on about some flag that a band has. Oh, I see, there's a picture. Type O negative. Notice the flags flanking the stage. Okay, so type O negative, it's a band. They have some banners in the background. It has a circle with a dash through it. O negative. See, this is racist. This is white supremacist. This is what this man has to do with his time. So he says here, was this flag a white supremacist appropriation of the Middle Ages? I don't know. But that doesn't stop you from writing this very long blog post about how it is. And without more information about the person who chose and raised that flag, I can't know. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the part I wanted to get to. For some white nationalists, Thor is an icon of white Aryan warrior masculinity. but Marvel's Thor comic books and films have been reimagining the Norse mythological tradition in a way that is more inclusive than ever. And notably, three of the four cosplayers I saw were people of color. For them, it seemed the Vikings' religion was simply cool, and the amulets were a part of a fun costume. White supremacists try to appropriate these sort of symbols precisely for this reason. It's easy for them to hide in plain sight, allowing them to slip under our radar. See, everything is racism. Everything. Well, look, three of the four cosplayers were people of color. Okay, so what? I mean, why does everything have to turn into racism? Oh God, he continues. Having written about the white supremacist attempts to appropriate the Middle Ages this year, I now see Schrodinger's medievalisms all the time. So in other words, because he spent an entire year trying to figure out ways to make white people racist, he's discovered that white people are racist. Really, white supremacists are attempting to appropriate the Middle Ages. How do you appropriate the Middle Ages? More to the point, what about all the non-white supremacists who are appropriating things like the English language, the internet, indoor plumbing, electricity, automobiles, you know, all the things that white supremacists back in the evil days of the United States created? And why? Geez, you know, I swear to God, I'm not bullshitting you guys. I'm one serious. I had no intention of doing two fucking episodes about racism. When I started this, this was not the fucking intention. Racism was going to be a very little blip. But once again, every fucking thing. Everything has to come back to racism, doesn't it? Because those of you on the left, you've got nothing left. Your hatred is so fucking consuming, and you're so blind to anything, and you have no ideas, you have no intellectual fucking, you have nothing to intellectually contribute to anything. You go through your entire life trying to figure out how you can be a victim so you can get more of other people's fucking resources, and all you've got is racist. It's just a little-